2014, the year of victory over death and the manifestation of love. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. Now, without any further ado, let's welcome the host of this broadcast, Christina Sasso.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Godcast for this week. I want to welcome all our friends and partners, our veteran listeners, and our new listeners. Welcome to the Godcast. My name is Christina, and I will be hosting your Godcast today. So we had an email from a listener that had asked about an article I had written, which was titled, Expect Dolphins. And this person asked if this was really a true story. And yes, it was a true story. And I believe that they wanted it to be talked about as a Godcast. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm going to read you the article as I wrote it, and then I'm just going to talk a little bit about it. Because in this year of 2014, we are talking about expecting our greatest blessing ever. Expecting the miraculous. Expecting the supernatural. Expecting by this time tomorrow. And that's how we went into this new year. So I think it's apropos to talk about expecting dolphins. Here is the article. Over the summer, a generous friend invited all the women of our church to a beach house she had rented. I was able to go and spend time with her and another friend lounging on the sand. It was a beautiful September day, brisk but sunny. As we sat down on our beach chairs, I said, Lord, I want to see dolphins. Okay, I'm not reading the article anymore. Now, when I go to the beach, that's what I usually do. I expect to see dolphins. I don't think I can remember ever being disappointed. But this particular day was very exceptional. And I always keep my eyes on the horizon because I'm expecting to see something there. So if I wasn't expecting to see the dolphins, I would be looking, I don't know, down the beach. I'd be looking at the boardwalk. I don't know what, maybe I'd be reading. But see, when you're expecting something, then you're keeping your eyes peeled for that very thing to appear. Let me continue. Now, as we sat and talked, I kept my eyes chained on the horizon because I fully expected to see dolphins. Why? Because I asked to see dolphins. I asked expecting. So when you ask something of the Lord, don't ask in the worldly way of hoping, well, I hope so. You've heard me say that before. Ask in a way where you're hoping in expectancy, a godly hope. So when you ask for something, expect to see the manifestation of what you ask for. Because Jesus said, ask anything in my name of the Father, and you shall have what you ask. Well, sure enough, I see it, that telltale fin and arc through the water right below the horizon line. Not just one, but a pair. Then again, then more. I immediately shouted to my friend, dolphin! And she said, oh, I wish they were closer. Then the fun began. They started swimming over the break of the waves towards the shore. Then as a wave rose high, you could see the light through it, and one single dolphin rode right through that wave, riding parallel with the shore. We could see his whole body speeding through the wave. It was breathtaking. So I just want to describe that a little bit more because I can still see it in my mind. When the wave rises up and it's about to break, because it was early in the morning and we were facing the east, the sun was rising in the east, so the light was shining through the wave. So the wave was translucent. You could actually see through the wave as if it was a translucent piece of glass. Not a clear piece of glass, but a foggy piece of glass. But because of that, you could see the body of the dolphin swimming parallel to the shore right through that wave. I've never seen anything like it, and it was actually the most beautiful thing, really. As the school of dolphins passed, and there must have been hundreds, Further down, a couple of dolphins actually jumped out of the water. So on the website, there's a picture of two dolphins jumping out of the water. That's not an actual photo from this event, but that's kind of what it appeared like, but a little further away. So here's these two dolphins, just as you see them in dolphin shows, literally jumping out of the water. I've never seen that in the actual ocean. I mean, I've seen that in SeaWorld, but I've never seen it in the wild. It was amazing. So the couple of dolphins actually jumped out of the water just like they do at SeaWorld. They were just playing and being joyful. It was just so cool to see. I know this was a wonderful gift from God, who knows me and the things that bring me such joy. God wants us to enjoy life as we serve Him and follow Him. He already gave us everything we need. Joy, prosperity, health, salvation is all of that, purpose. He wants our lives to be full of all these things as we keep Him as our first love. God is always good. So that was the article with me interjecting here and there. But just going back to that topic of expectation. That day, I have to say honestly, I fully expected to see dolphins. I was looking for them, I was expecting them, I was anticipating them, and I had no doubt that I was going to see them. The amazing part of it was how brilliantly and awesomely they appeared and the show that they put on for us. So that's just an example of God giving abundantly above anything we can think or imagine. My imagination was I was going to see some dolphins, and His take on it was so much bigger and so much greater and so much grander. So if you apply this to your own expectation, you have an expectation of the things that you've been asking for, the things that you've been petitioning the Lord of, and the things that you are waiting to manifest, and God is going to manifest those things in your life abundantly above anything that you could think or ask. It's going to be so much better than you can even imagine. And the only thing that you have to do is be expecting it. Just keep your eyes on the horizon. Keep your eyes on that expectant hope that you know it's going to come to pass. Like we said in past Godcasts, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, this is the best year you've ever had. 2014 was the best year I've ever had. This is the year of victory over death. This is the year of love manifested. I'm expecting to see that. I'm expecting to literally see people raised from the dead. I don't know when, I don't know where, but you know what? Where was I the other day? I don't remember where exactly I was, but I remember looking around and I was thinking, what would happen if somebody actually fell sick or if somebody was struck with like a heart attack or something? I am totally prepared to just start laying hands on people. And I am totally prepared to raise somebody from the dead on the street, in the store, at the gym. I'm always thinking about it. I'm not hoping that people fall sick or anything, but I want to make sure that if I'm in the vicinity, I am prepared to do what the promise says I can do. Because I walk around with the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. So if I'm walking around with that same spirit in me, then I have the ability to lay hands on the sick and they recover, to raise people from the dead, to cast out demons. And I'm expecting to do that. I'm expecting to do that every single day. And be sure that when it happens, I will be letting you all know when it does. But if it happens to you guys, which I'm expecting as well, please let us know. We really would love to hear your testimonies. We are so blessed to know the things that you guys are out there doing as we're doing, because we are an army and we are out there fighting those battles every day, knowing we already have the victory.
Hey!
Hello!
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you doing this week's Godcast?
Yes, you know I am.
I heard you were saying something about victory.
Yes, I was doing my Expect Dolphins podcast.
Ah, the dolphin story.
Yes, talking about expecting and hope being expectant hope.
Yes.
Not just
yes.
Willy-nilly hope.
Willy-nilly hope. That is a cool story. You know, something I wanted to bring up real quick.
Okay.
There is an app called Voxer.
Yes, I know.
It's a free app.
I know.
Anybody listening, I'm going to encourage you to download the free app. It's called Voxer. No, we do not make any money every time someone downloads it.
It's free.
It's free. But Tim McDonald, Keith Axum, mm-hmm. we've all downloaded it. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I mean, I had known about it a while ago. I think I used it once, and then that was the end of it. But then Tim starts talking about how much he's getting out of it. He's voxing people back and forth. He's talking to people that he's discipling, that he's mentoring, that he's fellowshipping with. And he's noticing such a great value in this thing, this Voxer thing. And
what is it?
Voxer is like...
I mean, I know what it does, but what is it? I'm not sure exactly.
Voxer is like texting only with your voice. Like, you don't have to make a phone call to actually get in touch with somebody. You could leave them a Voxer. It's like a walkie-talkie.
Okay, so you're not actually going to talk to them.
Correct.
You're going to leave kind of like a message.
Yeah, it's like real-time voicemail. And then they're going to leave you a message.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like real-time voicemail. Interactive voicemail.
Okay.
That may be the way I could put it, I guess.
All right. Yeah, I've used it a couple times. What's cool about it is that you can talk to somebody and not interrupt their day. Like, they don't have to pick up, let's say they're at work or they're driving. You know, they don't have to pick up the phone. You can just say what you have to say, and then they can answer you at their leisure.
Yes, exactly. And another cool thing about it is that, you know, sometimes in emails and texts, you lose a lot of the inflections.
And emotion.
And emotions, yeah, of what you're trying to say in a text. This way, it comes right out exactly the way you mean it.
And
exactly
once you say it, it's out there, right?
And once you say it, it's out there.
You can't erase it.
You can't erase it, no.
Okay, so be careful if you're using it.
Yes, be
Don't say something you don't want to be out there.
The reason I bring this whole thing up.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because Zoe is sitting here like she's part of the conversation. She's totally staring at you intently like she's going to say something any minute.
Well, the mic is on, Zoe. If you have something to say, fine, say it. Just don't bark. The reason I bring this whole thing up with Voxer is because Tim McDonald, our director of church leadership training, Keith Axum, our treasurer, Jason Ballack, and myself had a four-way conversation going about God's mercies being new every day.
Right.
And the difference between receiving and taking.
Okay.
We are going to air this conversation next week. The way it went out on Vox, we're going to air it. And I'm telling you what, I think people are going to get really encouraged because they're going to get to hear four men of God really chewing, meditating, ruminating, and tearing apart a concept of God's character and the things he wants us to do and not do. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, how to tear apart a word without getting into an argument, without getting into like a debate.
So would you say it was okay to disagree and not, I don't mean argue like fight argue, but argue and discuss different opinions and different interpretations, different revelations, and then come out on the other side and agree to disagree?
Absolutely. I mean, the Bible even says, hey, let's sit and reason together.
And it also says iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
Because somebody got a revelation, I think, through that whole
and that's the beautiful part of this. I'm not going to say who it is. Listeners, you're going to listen to this next week. I'm going to give you a little disclaimer right now. I'm also going to do a disclaimer next week. But the disclaimer is this. Listen to the whole thing first, all right? But don't stop it in the middle of it and fire off an email. Listen to the whole thing first. This is a new kind of a podcast we're doing. Very different from what we're... Because this is totally... We're like, you know, flopping around in the middle of it. We're trying to understand what each other is saying. We're trying to understand what we're saying. So it gets all ironed out at the end of the conversation.
So there's a happy ending?
There's a happy ending. There's a happy beginning and a happy middle. But it's all good. It's so encouraging. You get to hear what it's like to, in a healthy way, to dissect a word and give examples and not totally agree. And
nobody got offended and stormed off?
No, well, not at
good.
All.
That's good.
It's just so good. It's so good. And I was so encouraged listening to this thing. I was talking to Tim. I'm like, Tim, we've got to put this on the podcast. He goes, just make sure you put a disclaimer on there. Like he said, you know, listen to the whole thing. And one of us was not in agreement at first. And then totally turned around at the end of it. Awesome.
I wonder who it was.
So, well, you're going to have to tune in next week.
All right, I have a question. Do you want to mention the devotions and what's going on with that?
Yes, real quick. We have a new carrier for our daily devotions. Nothing is going to really look that different on your end receiving the devotions, but we have a new company handling our devotions. the other company wasn't working out too well. They weren't going out on time.
So if you've noticed some inconsistencies with the devotions going out, that's why. Also, they've been going out too late, in my opinion.
Ones that have gone out, I mean, for the most part, they've been going out, but sometimes they'll go out really late.
Like 7, 8 o'clock.
But yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, I think that's too late.
And sometimes not at all.
Right.
But this new service, you can embed video right into the devotion.
And what does that mean?
Like they can play a video right in the devotion without having to be brought over to YouTube or be brought to another site or something.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Anyway, so look forward to that. That'll be happening the beginning of February.
Okay. And then we have our Q&A coming up in February.
Q&A coming up next week.
So send in your testimonies and questions. And
next week, that's
right. Yes, that's right.
Oh my goodness.
Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right. And for those of you who live locally, we are going to invite you to come and see us at New Road Church in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, 1 o'clock next Sunday, February 2nd.
Yes. Super Bowl Sunday.
We're going to be preaching at Pastor Nick and Lillian Acore's church.
Yes.
So Google them, New Road Church, Willow Grove, Pennsylvania.
It's a great church with great people.
And there's a Sonic up the block, if you like Sonic.
Oh, yeah. But it's Super Bowl Sunday, so we're not going to go to Sonic. Because we're going to be eating
other stuff.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Well, remember this. Until next week.
Who's playing by in the Super Bowl?
I don't know who's playing in the Super Bowl.
I know the Seahawks.
And I don't care.
let me tell you. I know the Seahawks are playing. You know how I know?
How?
Well, because someone told me we were doing something at the gym and we were using particular colors. And they were saying, oh, those are the colors of the Seahawks. And I was saying, well, I'm wearing those colors, but I'm also wearing a lot of black. So am I in mourning for the Seahawks? Have they been playing poorly? And the girl answered me going, oh, Christina. She said, the Seahawks are in the Super Bowl, so I think they've been playing okay. So that's how I know the Seahawks are in the Super Bowl. I am not rooting for anybody. I'm not really a football aficionado.
We know nothing about sports.
Neither are you. I don't even know who the other player is. We just found out when the Super Bowl was the other day because the Axums invited us over for
Keith
Super Bowl
Teresa
Sunday.
Axum.
We are not big sports people, but that's okay. God loves sports.
It just reminded me of something.
Yes.
I'd like to announce two new directors for A History with God Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Mary Kamau.
Yay!
She is our secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa Axum, our director of operations.
Yes, and they are really good.
They are really good.
Do.
You
yes.
can see their all our new pictures on the website.
Yeah, I don't like my picture so much.
Oh, stop it.
Girls, you know what I'm saying. My hair wouldn't do what I wanted it to do.
Your hair looked great. And just remember this. Until next week, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
God loves you.
Yes, God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.